Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with disabled veterans James Thompson, Sam Fox, and Elmer Hansen at the National Disabled Veterans Tea Tournament at the Riverside Casino and Golf Resort. What branch of the armed services did you serve in and during what time?
I was in the U.S. Army. And I was in the 101st Airborne in Vietnam in 69-70.
Is this your first time attending the tea tournament?
No, this is my third time.
What did you think of it when you were first told about it and introduced to it?
Well, I think it was a great deal for the veterans. I really love it.
And what do you like most of the tea tournament?
Well, meeting the veterans and playing golf and recreation.
Did you play golf before attending the tea tournament?
No.
And did you go horseback riding today?
Yes.
How was that?
It was really enjoyable. Brought back memories.
Childhood memories?
Yes.
Yeah. Did you ride horses much when you were a kid?
Yes, I grew up riding horses.
To use an expression, was it like riding a bicycle?
Well, yes, you never forget, and I love horses.
Great. What else have you been doing this week?
Well, we went bowling and golf and playing golf. I had never played golf, so I learned that game 3 years ago, and I love it.
Do you like being active in your everyday life when you're at home?
Yes. Yes.
What sorts of activities do you like to do at home?
Well, I go to the vet center to meet other, correspond with other veterans, Vietnam veterans, and I go walking.
And how does it feel to come to this, for your third year in a row and get to hang out with fellow veterans here in Iowa?
Oh, it's great. You just bring back memories and, bring back the years of with the guys and all, bring back memories.
And could you tell me what branch of the armed forces you served in?
I was Navy.
Navy? And during what time?
60 to 64.
Okay. Yourself, are you also a veteran?
Yes.
And what branch did you serve in?
I was in the Navy for 3 years, from 65 to 68.
What towns do you live in?
Well, I'm from Harpers Ferry in Alma Key County.
And I'm from Baroque, Iowa, which is just north of Decorah.
We strive to have at least 50% of our volunteers that come down here for this. Mm-hmm. We try to have all veterans.
Yeah.
At least 50% of our help. Sometimes we have more, sometimes less. Mm-hmm. But we're striving to have at least half of veterans, which we call veterans helping veterans.
Sure. And how did you two get involved, get started with Thunder Road?
My wife is MS. Mm-hmm. And she joined Thunder Road to help with her MS. Mm-hmm. And then we went from there.
And yourself?
I seen an ad in the paper. And I just felt like, I had retired, sort of. And just needed a place to fall around into, And my wife and my daughter and I have been doing it for 7 years now.
Did you guys have much experience with horses before Thunder Road?
I've been a professional horseshoer in the past and have had horses for 40, 50 years. So I've had pretty vast experience with horses and mules.
And I've never really had a horse, but I fell in love with them. Mm-hmm.
Riding horses and, Thunder Road, what do you think that provides for veterans?
Two things, especially for disabled veterans. One is the comradeship or whatever you want to call it, this connection between the animal and the person. And the other is a sense of accomplishment, especially for people who have TBI and post-traumatic stress. There's a connection in rehabilitation with post-traumatic stress and the use of the horses. So it's very important, I think, for veterans, both as riding and as volunteers working with our people. So we get someone in there, post-traumatic stress, and they're working with the horses and with the people. It provides that type of service for them.
how do you hope the veterans react from, you know, trying out the horse riding here?
I think they enjoyed immensely. We've never had a complaint, and they just put a smile on their face.
We get people that come back year after year. I know there's two or three people here today that have ridden at least 7 years with it. They come every year, and they always ask for the horse.
They want the same one they rode before.
Yeah.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with disabled veterans James Thompson, Sam Fox, and Elmer Hansen at the National Disabled Veterans Tea Tournament at the Riverside Casino and Golf Resort. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.